Shadows in the Twilight, written by Henning Mankell and read by Francis Greenslade. It was a Sunday, and he'd set out on an expedition into the vast forest that surrounded the little northern Swedish town he lived in. Ewell had decided to test if it was possible to get lost on purpose. At the same time, he had two other important questions to think through. One was whether it would have been an advantage to have been born a girl and called Ewella instead of Ewell. The other was what he was going to do when he grew up. Needless to say, he hadn't mentioned any of this to his dad, Samuel. He'd been curled up by the kitchen window, watching Samuel get shaved. As Samuel always cut himself while shaving, Ewell had decided long ago that he would grow a beard when he grew up. Once, when he'd been alone in the house, he'd carefully drawn a black beard on his face, using the burnt end of a stick of wood from the stove. To find out what it felt like to have hair on his face, he'd also wrapped a fox fur around his cheeks. He decided that having a beard was better than repeatedly cutting his face with a razor, but he hoped his beard wouldn't smell like a fox. When Samuel had finished shaving, he'd put on his best suit. Then Ewell had knotted his tie for him. Now Samuel was ready to pay a visit to Sarah, who had a day off from her work as a waitress in the local bar. Now he's going to say that he won't be late, Ewell thought.
I won't be late, said Samuel. What are you going to do with yourself this afternoon?
Ewell had prepared an answer to that question in advance.
I'm going to do a jigsaw puzzle, he said. That big one with the Red Indian chief, Geronimo. The one with 954 pieces.
Samuel eyed him up and down thoughtfully.
Why don't you go out to play? He asked. It's lovely weather.
I want to complete the puzzle against the clock, said Ewell. I'm going to try to set a new record. It took me 4 hours last time. Now I'm going to do it in 3.
Samuel nodded and left. Ewell waved to him through the window. Then he took out an old rucksack he kept under his bed and packed some sandwiches. He'd put the kettle on to boil while he was doing that, and when it was ready he made some tea and poured it into Samuel's red thermos flask. Borrowing Samuel's thermos flask was a bit risky. If he broke it or lost it, Samuel would be angry. Ewell would be forced to produce a lot of complicated explanations. But it was a risk he would have to take. You couldn't possibly set out on an expedition without a thermos flask. Last of all, he took his logbook from the case where the sailing ship Celestine was displayed, collecting dust. He closed his rucksack, put on his Wellingtons, and put on his jacket. He cleared the stairs in 3 jumps. It had taken him 4 only 6 months ago. The sun was shining, but you could feel it was autumn. To get to the forest as quickly as possible, Ewell decided that the Red Indian chief Geronimo was lying in ambush with his warriors behind the Cooperative Society's warehouse. So he would have to proceed on horseback. He G'd himself up, imagined that his boots were the newly shod hooves of a dappled pony, and set off across the street. The reddish-brown goods wagons in the railway siding were rocks he could hide behind. Once he got that far, Geronimo and his braves would never be able to catch up with him. And just beyond there was the forest.